So at 6:30, I looked out my window and checked to see if there are any cars in the parking lot. Raise your hand if you came at 6:30. No, I'm just kidding. I know I say this a lot, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it again. I truly am humbled to just be with all of you because there's a zeal in your heart, a desire to draw closer to the Lord. And therefore, you're bearing good fruit, right? So today's gospel is the one, the weeds among the wheat. You know, what's it really getting at there? Well, you know, we can live together in this world, and one person might not look different than the other, but there comes a time where we have to reveal what's inside of us, okay? That's the bearing fruit part. And in this gospel, dating back to Jesus' time, they would have known about this planting weeds among the wheats. They say that there was what's called bearded darnel, and it's a noxious weed that it mimics the characteristics of wheat. And so scoundrels would come, and maybe for competition, you know, they wanted their crop to be better than the others, so they'd try to destroy the neighbor's crop. I don't know the particulars of all that, but the point is that some scoundrel put in what looked like weed or wheat, but then once it grew up and started bearing fruit, then you could distinguish it from the other. And so when Jesus was talking to them and giving this parable, they would understand these kinds of things. We have to explore them a little bit more. Maybe you farmers out there know what I'm talking about. But anyways, the point being is that when it comes time for the proof in the pudding, as they say, to really show what's inside of us, okay, that's when we will truly be judged for, okay? So there's plenty of people out there, isn't there, that profess to be, for instance, a devout Catholic, but then they believe every horror unto God. We even have political entities that are promote and profess this devout Catholicism, yet are promoting vigorously, tenaciously, the killing of unborn children and the redefinition of marriage, this whole transgender stuff. So see what's happening there? Is that they're not wheat because their fruit is bad. Do you get it? Where is our fruit? You know, for us, and again, I'm humbled to be in your presence. I always feel like I'm preaching to the choir. That's the old expression. But we can't get too proud about that either, can we? Because then we feel that there's no growth left. There's no more to go. But I think we all need to understand, and I think you do, that life is a classroom. We mess up along the way. We learn lessons through that. We face challenges in our lives, and those challenges become for us a spiritual strength training for us. But all the while, what we're trying to do is we're striving, right, to please God, to do it God's way. And so now I'm going to get to what I'm seeing right now in our culture. Is there was a lot of people who looked like each other, okay, but in their heart they believed total opposite realities. And now it seems, we're looking at this, that the fruit is being shown to the horror of a lot of people. What's been pressed upon us in just the last handful of years is you can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's a horror. I mean, again, you know, a lot of parents were during the quarantine period of COVID watched their Zoom classroom meetings, and that started out with okay, let's go around and see what gender each person wants to be identified by, and parents are like, wait, what? And so on and so forth. It's just, but it's coming so fast. But here's the good part, is that it is being revealed. And now it becomes clearer to us about the choices we need to make in our lives. And I think that's the good part. Now, before it was like, well, and I keep using this expression too, that they're trying to normalize it, all right? That the new wheat is this weed fruit, right? When we talk about the fruit that this wheat bears, I always go to Galatians 5, where it literally says, so here is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, self-control. You can understand one thing that's a constant theme in all of that fruit of the Holy Spirit. And it's revealed in the Gospel of John, where it says, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Again, love needs to have evidence behind it. So we can't just profess, well, yeah, I love everybody, but then keep everybody at bay and not care about other people and not help others that are in need. We're hopefully, and again, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir here, we're hopefully something that's attractive to a world gone wrong, to a world that's seeing this fruit of the weeds sprouting all around them. And they're going, wait. And here's what I see is happening, is that a lot of people were going, uh-huh. I got kind of seduced, tricked, indoctrinated into following the weeds of the world, thinking that that is some kind of new normal. That's how we're all to now believe and behave. Because we've, and here's the words they use, evolved, we progressed, we know better now. Realize this too, and this is the thing I think you and I got to especially be careful of, because this is the way that we can move away from being the wheat to bearing the bad fruit. And if we're not careful, Jesus' pet peeve, we see it in the Novus Ordo Gospel today, is the scribes and the Pharisees. And they like to put on robes. And in that gospel today, it says, but now look at this widow. Look at this widow. She's putting in just a few cents. You know, everybody else was given from their excess. But she gave everything she had. Okay? That's the fruit that we're supposed to shine to the world. We're willing to go all in. I love the first word proclaimed in this Mass of ours, introevo. I'm going in to the altar of the Lord. Introevo altar Dei. I'm going in. See, are we willing to do that? Are we willing to make those sacrifices? Are we willing to be counted as fanatical and extreme, far right or whatever? Mocked, censored, canceled, because the weeds want to rule. They want their fruit to be the new normal. But we can't do that. We got to continue to be that attractive, loving and joyful and patient and kind wheat that we were created to be. So we're living out what we were created to be. And so, my brothers and sisters, I'll end with this. Tomorrow, John Shoemaker and I, John leads the evangelical team in our evangelization team in our parish here, and we're going to be on a Zoom call with Bishop Hying, as is every priest and leader of their evangelization team. For a half hour, he's doing every parish. But ours is scheduled for tomorrow. But we're going to be talking about where we're going in what's called phase two of our evangelization efforts, Go Make Disciples. And that starts in Advent. And you're going to hear a lot more about it. But what we're basically doing is we kind of worked on our own holiness and spirituality with this team, okay? That's the 12. It's akin to the 12. Now we're going into the 72. So we can all work on it together. But what are we working on? We're working on how we can bear the best fruit, how we can become holy. We're seeking holiness. But holiness, unless it's identified with, by this you will know my disciples, if you love one another, if that's not the fruit we're bearing, then it's not wheat, it's weeds. And so we're going to be working intently on this over the next year, starting in Advent. You're going to hear more about it. But please, 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 be a part of this. Again, I'm humbled to be in your presence, but let's work at making a good thing even better, and work on this together. And we're gonna bear fruit like we've never borne before. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.